Good on you, Brett. Brett Devine joining us there from the Australian Turf Club. Go to their website for more details, particularly on membership.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love a $125,000 projected Big Six pool at Rosehill Gardens today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly. Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ. Setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
Yes, and we're setting it up with a great day of racing and a good day of weather coming up right down the eastern seaboard with all our feature racing. Rosehill in Sydney, it's going to be a partly cloudy day. Good 3, penetrometer 4.49 in the rail at 6 metres. Doomben, they've got a good 4, penetrometer 4.75. Kembla Grange, a good 3, bit cloudy down there this morning. Moonee Valley, a good 4. The rail through, we haven't raced there for about 9 weeks, so everything's in readiness there. And we've got plenty of other TAB meetings, Morfordville Parks. Later on, WA Racing, we'll have it all covered here on Sky. Good to have you on Sky Sports Radio, as well as Sky Racing 1 and Sky Thoroughbred Central. And he's in his motel room in Brisbane. He's probably opened the blinds and thought, gee, what sort of a day have we got ahead? Ron Duffersey. Good morning, Duff.
Good morning, Andrew. It's a ripper day. It's a ripper day in Queensland, as I'd expect it is in Sydney. To think we've got, well, we've had all these wet tracks in New South Wales, and all of a sudden the first Saturday in winter, we've got a good 3. It's amazing. Look, another deep program at Rosehill Gardens. I must say, these fields of the last 3 weeks have been really, really interesting, with a lot of guts to them, I must say. So another day could be, if you find a few winners, you're going to end up in front, that's for sure, because there's value across the board.
Yeah, exactly. No, they've held up really good. A lot of discussion on the jockeys' premierships. We're getting towards the end of the season, obviously. Now we're in the first week of June and it goes to the end of July. But at this stage, Brenton Abdullah sits there on 70.5 wins. Hugh Bowman on 59. Tim Clark on 58. Tommy Berry, 57. And Kieran McAvoy, 55. And Ty England's there on 44. I mean, it's really been a really strong competitive season for the premiership. Brenton Abdullah gets the chance of doing, well, maybe extending it a little bit today.
Yeah, he just needs a day like today where Yui's away and just take the confidence out of Bowman, because if Bowman gets a taste, he's going to go with momentum because he's got so much support. Well, they've both got support, but, Bowman's just the go-to man, isn't he? But if Brenton can have a day today where he could ride 3 and just put that double figure gap in Bowman might just say, okay, time to have a few weeks off.
Yes, and I think it's happening down in Victoria with Craig Williams, his battle going on with the premiership down there. He doesn't know whether to take a holiday or not, Craig. Yes, so
they just need a reason to do it, So yes, if Dulla comes out and goes bang 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 today, Bowman will just say, okay, you can have it. I'm off to Ireland or wherever he spells for 3 or 4 weeks. Yeah.
What a battle around New South Wales. We mentioned that's the Sydney Premiership, but around New South Wales, I reckon it's fantastic. I know the jocks play it down and they don't get anything for winning it, but Jeff Penzer is leading the total New South Wales Premiership at 112 winners. Brenton Abdullah, 109.5.
Wow.
Tim Clark, 100. Rachel Murray, 99. Greg Ryan, 98. And Tommy Berry, 91. And even Ty England, 88. Josh Parr, 85. And Kieran McAvoy, 82. I mean, it's been a tremendous... And what a battle it's going to be.
Wow, that's incredible just to hear those figures. In the old days, if someone got to 100 winners in a season, it would be an amazing achievement, a championship achievement. Obviously, we have a lot more racing these days, but Rachel Murray, 99 winners, that's incredible. Yeah. For a young lady, she must be working very, very hard.
Yeah, for sure. We'll update on the early scratchings as we go over the next half an hour. The only ones that have come out, or here comes one, Ron, the fourth race at Rosehill. So working on the extras outside those in the papers this morning, Dev Land has just come out, race 4, number 10. Race 4, number 10. And then go to the last race, race 9, number 4, Lipari. 5, Count of Lemonade. And the bottom one, 19 Dagny, has come out this morning. So 4, 5 and 19. So they're the extras, the latest one that we've had, Devland, race 4, number 10. Well, let's get going, Ron, because we've got Chris Waller on a little while later. It'll take us 15 minutes to talk about his Oaks runners.
Yeah, will do. Yeah, certainly will. He's got seven runners. It's amazing.
It's an amazing stable performance. Well done to everyone there. But let's go and have a chat with Matt Dunn. He's got a couple of runners at Rose Hill and, of course, up there at Doomben as well. Morning to you, Matt.
Morning, how are you?
Very well, mate. Good to have you on. Just before Ron talks about today, Mwillimbah is where you're based. We know that you've been through flooding and everything, and there's a race meeting there on Monday, Matt. How's the track rebounded for that meeting, mate?
It's really good, actually. I walked it this morning about 10 minutes ago. It's incredible how much it's improved. It's in really good shape. It could even, this Wednesday, could maybe even get back in race of 5 tomorrow. So they've done a great job to recover and get it back to where it needs to be.
Well, they had no luck, did they, when they had that meeting a couple of weeks ago. The last thing you wanted was rain on the day, and it came.
Yeah, it was unfortunate because it was going to be okay until it, and it didn't. The way that the track was so waterlogged, it didn't take much rain to have that happen, and I'm a bit sad for them, but no, they've certainly done a good job to bounce it back because it's really good.
Matt, talk to me about this horse in Sydney today, Zamak. He looks talented, but a little bit of a mind of his own?
Yeah, probably. Obviously, his last start, he's doing the gate that missed at 10. I've trialled him since, and he jumped a bit better in his trial. He's always going to be probably a get-back horse and rush late. But in saying that, he can't afford to be giving head start that far. And well, his trial was good. Did a little gear tweak and put pacifiers on him. I don't know if they help or not, but they did appear to help him jump a bit better in his trial. He got back, but he certainly jumped okay. So, look, if he can begin anywhere near them, he's certainly a class horse of the field. He's got a wealth of talent and just needs to begin okay and put himself midfieldish and he'll beat them.
Okay, so you've always thought he's had that really above average talent all the way through for those five starts.
Yeah, we have, and his original plan was probably go through the Guineas up here at the start of his program, and he had that first up run, it wasn't all that good, and we sort of decided to maybe pull the plug on that and shoot just things a little bit lower in the scale of things, and that's the reason he's ended up in Sydney today. But no, he's going to get there, and I don't know how far he'll run, but it gives you the impression that he might sort of get 2,000 metres or possibly beyond eventually, but just needs to get his head around a few little quirks that he's got at the moment first.
Okay, so he's arrived down here pretty well?
Yeah, he's in really good shape. He's really tough. He's a big, ugly, plain horse to look at, but it's one of those real good, tough horses that pretty much caught whatever you serve up to him, so no, he didn't miss a beat.
Mm. So probably the key is within the first 100 metres where he lands in the run.
Yeah, that's it. You know, if he jumps on terms, you know, and puts himself somewhere, I mean, I don't mind if he gets back because I know the acceleration that he's got late, but he completely stood there at the Gold Coast last start, and if he does that again, we might get ourselves in a bit of trouble.
A couple of runners in Brisbane, Londa Hero, he's had a month and back in distance. I suppose we're expecting to be charging late with a dry track.
Yeah, and he's racing really well. He's also had a really good opinion of early in his career, and hit a bit of a flat spot there after he went down to the Gosford Guineas on that really heavy track, and it took him a long time to recover from that, but he hasn't run a bad race for a long time now, and probably too short for him today. They scoot along up front really hard, and there's any sort of bias from run on horses, he'll be in the finish, but he probably needs to go to possibly the eye liner next up, perhaps, or maybe even just sitting for the Ramorny at Grafton, but just will be good to see him running through the line. If they go really quick, he's a chance of running a place.
You've secured Strawberry Boys, trying to stimulate him again. I see you've given him three trials. What sort of an opinion have you got of him yet?
Look, his words and his trials have been a little bit, not plain, but just sort of going through the motions a little with him. I spoke to Duncan Grimley about it a week or so ago, and he assured me that he's a horse, when the blinkers go on, he really switches on well. So I put blinkers on him on Tuesday morning here in a gallop, and he worked great. He's probably the first time I've seen him really run through the line in a gallop. Not that he was working badly, but just a little bit plain and just a little bit not accelerating properly on his arse, but Tuesday morning's gallop was really strong. Again, it's probably too short for him today, but he'll go on to further races, maybe the eyeliner and the glass out his next couple of runs, and we'll probably see the best of him then.
Okay, and you've also got Perfect Dare there. He's just been frustrating waiting for dry tracks with him.
Yeah, exactly, and he's in a good spot, though. His trials have been great. He came home, obviously, from Sydney after that wet track down there. He's no good on that, and went to the water walker at Limitless Lodge for a couple of weeks on his way through, and seemed to freshen him up really well. He's in a good spot. I've got a jockey problem with him at the moment. 53 kilos was a huge problem, and sort of missed the boat with his riders a bit because he wasn't originally going to this race because it was going to be at Eagle Farm, but I've asked for a bit of an extension on putting a rider on, so I'll see what scratchings there are, and hopefully we can secure someone this morning.
Okay, beauty. One more, the horse that won at Scone, Quatronic, what are you doing with him? Is he this switch or somewhere? Or?
No, he'll come down for the June Stakes next
June
week.
Okay, beauty.
Yeah, he's up there. It looks a good race for him. I think he should give a long way in front, hopefully, that round with him. And he's going really well, that horse. He's improving every time he goes to the races. I didn't know that he'd be up to those horses at Scone from that gate. The race was probably run the foot, and she rode him very well. He's a horse that really needs to just... Jockeys need to allow him to find rhythm, and then he's very good if he gets rushed early. He's only got a couple of failures, and both times that's what's happened. So Cathy will ride him again next week, and he should run very well again.
Beautiful. Good luck today.
Good on you, Matt. Yeah, good
Thank
luck
you.
Today, mate. Hope they run well.
Thanks.
Thanks, Matt. Matt Dunn joining us there. So we'll wait for a jockey on Perfect Dare. I'm just trying to work through a lot of the senior jockeys or main jockeys have gone there, so it will be interesting to see who we can get at 53, Ron.
Yeah, you might have to get someone that might have to ride a little bit overweight there, so we'll stay tuned to that one. But look, he sounds happy enough with him at 25-1.
Yeah, exactly. No extras to those that are in the papers this morning for that program up there. Ron, remarkable training performance and stable performance by the Waller that had 7 in the race. Is he going to win it?
Oh, I wouldn't go that far. Look, I'm tipping him to win it with Egg Tart, but my pre-post bet in the race was Oklahoma Girl, and obviously he's got Dawn Wall there, who's not ideal off a setback. She's very talented, but you know, you've got Darren Weir there as well with his nice filly, and Canedna, who's... It's an open oaks, but yeah. Egg Tart is the go-to horse. I think she's an absolute beauty. I would have preferred her at Eagle Farm with a softer track where she's sort of set up a bit of form with her, but that's not to say that she doesn't handle it good as well.
Just ahead of Glyn Schofield, a couple of extra scratchings for Rose Hill. Gold Ambition's just come out, race 6, number 4, Gold Ambition, and Calleyville Flyer, they didn't want to run on a firm track, so it's just come out. So the two extras, race 6, number 4, Gold Ambition, and race 7, number 7, Calleyville Flyer, brings us to 15. He's heading to Singapore, I think, after the meeting today. Glyn Schofield, morning to you, mate.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm very well. Singapore, here we come again after you've had some good joy there in the past.
Yes, it was nice to go over there and ride some of those good races, but you're right, I've had a bit of luck there before.
What are you riding over there, Glyn?
I'm riding with the Stephen Gray called Newland in the Group 1 series, so hopefully we have a good run and a good result.
Okay. I just want to touch on this up and rolling situation. You'd have to be satisfied with the way Stewart's handled that.
Yeah, I would have liked it to have been concluded a lot earlier than it was, because it was unfortunate the way, I clearly copped the backlash from some. It was really nice and a good innovation of the Stewart's to put up their footage and their determination of why it wasn't a straightforward race from the lateral view. So look, I'm glad it's all over. Clearly the horse would have won, but their excuses for it.
Mm. It's a tough situation these days, you know, with social media and everyone having an opinion. I've plenty of replays of the races and everything, so it's a lot tougher than what it used to be.
Yeah, well, a lot of people are entitled to their opinion. Sometimes when you hear them or you read them, you wish they hadn't said it, but you must take the good of the bad sometimes.
for sure.
I will say, though, that Glenn's right there, Ron. On that video that was put out by the stewards after they completed the inquiry, it was a great innovation. It should be used more because it really spelled out what happened and what the stewards found. It was great vision.
Brilliant. And it changed a lot of people's minds, believe me, because they don't get the opportunity to see all angles.
Yep.
It looked nasty side on, but when you get to see the proper stewards patrol and the explanation of the ride, I think anyone that was critical of the ride has to put their hands up in the air and say, okay, I'll cop it. I got that one wrong.
Yeah, no, I think more vision like that to spell out why is fantastic. All right, Duff, let's talk about today.
Silence in the first. Glenn, she's a very fit horse. Very fit horse. His only win was on a good track.
Yeah, she hangs a limb and comes out really quickly, which may have to do today because it's been a bit of a sticky gate. But certainly I've galloped through the week and gave me a nice feel too.
Mediterranean Race 2 hasn't fulfilled that early promise, but I'm happy to see him win a trial.
Honestly, yes, his trial win was pretty solid, and whilst he hasn't quite lived up to the expectations that they may have had of him early on, he's certainly contested some races with a lot of depth and been fancied in those races. So getting him back to this type of race today, presuming the race will be run really quickly with Ibatesum, the way he trialled the other day, and presuming the Gaze horses, the way they race will be doing something similar. So, he's going to have something to, he's going to have a bunny to catch, but I think the way he trialled and the way he turned his speed on it, it looks like he could very easily do that.
Base 3 labbed in at a peak third up here?
I think so. But the stablemate did beat it convincingly the other day. But there's something to say that you can be watching, you're hoping that you can possibly turn the tables a little bit of a difference in the run, difference in the weight, maybe a little bit further. Might suggest that I could turn the tables on the stablemate, but nonetheless, she does have to improve a little bit to do that.
Race 5, Wayanka, maybe back to a better track this week?
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there, Ron. Had two midweek wins after being gelded, and then didn't quite measure up to a Saturday grade. But I think what you just said is more likely the reason than anything else. Get the soft draw, soft run, and there's a lot to like about him.
The race 6, you're on the speedy Queenslander, Primal Flight.
Yeah, he makes his own luck, jumps and rolls along at a strong tempo. Doesn't like to be held up too much and can run some strong sectionals, so the track's playing that way, which it should, because it's nice and dry, gives him his chance as well.
Iggy Pop, he can show up on his day in race 7.
Yeah, he might be a run short. He got back and didn't really feature over 1500, which is probably what you'd expect. Gets up the distance now, but seems a lot better. Be happy to see how he runs today.
And Sabacus in race 8, you'd be looking to peg your way through this field late.
Yeah, soft barrier, will probably get all the favours. It doesn't have to be out the back door. But we will land a little bit closer just by nature of the barrier. And with, I suppose, the main danger probably coming from in front of him. And that's something to stalk, and I'll have something to see where I'm going.
Yeah, well, good luck with him today.
Great, thanks very much.
Good on you, Glenn. Glenn Schofield joining us there, going through a good book of rides on paper, as we've spoken about with the Premiership and the like. And Wayanka, it'll be interesting there, Ron, back onto a good three like we've got today in that fifth race.
Yeah, that's the case you could make for him. He's he'd won, like you said, two soft midweek races and sort of didn't step up to the mark there last week, but maybe we can put that down. That was a little bit wetter than we thought last week, so I think on a good three today, if you're a Wayanka supporter, maybe that's your angle to give him another chance.
Understand. As expected, supply and demand has come out of the last race, the 1500. They're going to run it in the 1800 metres today, race 7, the Eremine. So officially out now, supply and demand, race 9, number 18. There's been no extras. There has been now. Trubia has come out, and Pure Luck's come out of the first there in Brisbane. So a couple of extras there. Race 1, number 3, Pure Luck. And Trubia has come out race 3, number 6, out of the Spear Chief. Darren Biedman, I wonder where he's playing today. He's got some key runners up there, of course, with Pygmy lining up in the Oaks and a couple of others. Morning to you, Darren, from Godolphin.
Hey, Ben.
How you been, mate? You going well?
Yeah, well, really good.
Where are you going to play today? Because you've got runners everywhere, as normal.
Yeah, up to Brizzy. Got a good team up there, so a couple of car park draws, but we'll leave that to the boys. All the teams well. That horse, the two-year-old that won last week, Kevin Tari, what decisions have been made with him? He looks a good horse. He does run. He's a nice colt. He learned a lot out of Canterbury, and we've just tipped him out and bring him back for the spring. He probably could have went up for the JJ Atkins, but you know, sometimes you go to the well too many times, and you know, you've got to look after him when you get good horses.
Possible Golden Rose horse.
Yeah.
A few meetings with a few talks with James over the last week or so.
Yeah, I was around there yesterday. We were talking about a few things and trying to get things in place for him for when he starts. So hopefully it'll be try and make it as easy as transition as possible.
Yeah, for sure. Race 1, Revenir. He did a good job sitting outside the lead at Gosford there.
He did. Look, he's from a very fast family. And he showed good speed that day, and he's got a very good action, the horse. So this being on top of the ground will suit him really good. A little bit of a tricky gate, but obviously he's got to step up in grade a little bit. It's going to be a little bit tougher race today. Two more seasoned horses than him, but look, he's a lovely colt.
The Dissolute race 2, very good from the back last start. Should box seat from the draw?
Yeah, I was actually surprised that he finished off the way he did. Look, he's been his own worst enemy in a few of his races leading up into this. We had to re-educate him, and as far as his mind went, he just wanted to do everything 100 mile an hour early, and the penny's just starting to drop with him. And it was encouraging to see him finish off like he did the other day from a wide draw, and where they weren't really making ground like he did. So from a good gate, going to get a lovely position. Hopefully we'll see the best of him today.
Race 3, Cottage, could she improve off her first up run?
Yeah, I think so. Like the last two runs, they've been on wet tracks, and just that hasn't really suited her. She just hasn't got into the right rhythm, but she's drawn lovely. She's going to have a soft run back on top of the ground, and hopefully she can start to step up.
Race 6, Reincarnated. It's a nice race for him. Set to improve second up?
Yeah. Big improvement. He'll strip a lot fitter. He was a bit big in condition the other day. Mind you, he did have a pretty soft draw and was able to sort of weave his way through. He probably should have finished a fraction closer, but Brock knows him now. And look, you know, if he's somewhere near the mark and gets the right run in the race, he's going to be there in the finish.
Looking at his form, his best form is when he's been ridden aggressively or up on the speed.
Yeah, look, he probably could go forward. There's a bit of speed out wide. Probably could go forward a little bit more today. I think that run just would have sharpened him up as well.
Yeah. Legre, she teases now and again.
She did. She got blinkers back on today. Didn't have them on last start. She was a bit revvy and a bit racy at home, and just left the blinkers off her because she was just, you know, a bit too fizzy. So put the blinkers back on her, and she's getting up to a distance more to her liking and comes in well at the weight.
And you finish well. I know you're the youngest ever jockey to go into the Hall of Fame. You were the youngest jockey to go in the Hall of Fame. You could go in as a trainer here if you get this home at old age.
You reckon that'll be one of your best feats?
Yes, it will be. It will be.
Oh, look, he's been a... talk about his head case for us, you know, just trying to get his head right. He's just... I've put the must on him today in the race and crossover and ring bit and tongue tie. He's got the whole works, so he's got hamburger with a lot.
At least he's got speed in the race today.
Yeah, that's the thing. And look, we've tried a few little different things with him at home, and he seems to be coping well with that. And he just, the other day, he just got on the bit too much, and he's got to really relax. And Brownie's got good hands, and hopefully he can just get into a nice rhythm. If he shows what he has showed us in the past, I think it'd be hard to beat. Race 6 in Brisbane, you got these two horses, Federal and Handfast. They both come out of that strangely run race at Doomben last start.
Yeah, and it was wet track, and with the races being moved, they're really set for the races. Like Handfast was in a 1500 at Eagle Farm. Just don't know whether he's a Doomben horse. Had to bring him back to 1200. Didn't want to run him in the mile, where they shifted it up to a mile. And Federal, well, he was in a 1300. They've moved it back to 1200. So, look, there looks to be good speed in the race, and they're both sort of midfield type runners. And hopefully, if they get the brakes at the right time, well, look, they're going very well, the horses. So they've got their foot on the till.
This filly you got in the Oaks, Pygmy, she's a hard filly to line up, but she beat a subsequent City winner last start, and she's on the improve.
She is. Look, she's always showed us that she's had that staying potential, and she's out of Rinky Dink, who won at Oaks two states. So she's always given us that pressure that she'll stay, and was either run her at Hawkesbury against the older horses or take her to Brisbane, but just thought, well, just try to go the back door entrance. And to her credit, she won very well. So, well, she's drawn a bit ordinary, but we'll leave that to Tommy. He's a good backmarker rider, and hopefully he can weave his way through.
And you finish with these two mares, Kinsashi. She was just too keen at 1400 at Scone.
Yeah, she was. Back to 1200. She's got good gate speed, and she'll sort of posse up in a nice position. As you said, she did go too keen, which took the edge right off her, but you know, she's right on tongue. She loves it up there in Brisbane. She's went up there before last year. And Maternal, naturally going up in grade a little bit, and back to 1200. But look, you know, she's very well, and hopefully we can get a bit of black tight weather.
Beautiful.
All right, mate. Just before I let you go, impending with that movement of the Stradbroke to Doomben, runs next week?
Yes, everything's on target for that, as long as the weather stays good. He's come out of that race really well. He's just totally unsuited by the surface, and getting to Doomben on hopefully a good track, he'll be right in it.
Yeah, let's hope so. Good on you, mate. Good luck today.
Thanks, fellas.
Darren Biedman from Godolphin running through all of those runners. We're going to go straight to Danny Williams. He's been online for a couple of minutes. Danny, I was talking about the weather when we first started about 50 minutes ago. It was -3 in Canberra this morning, or might even be a bit cooler than that now. What's it like in Goulburn?
At the moment, we've got a milder morning than the last couple that we've had. It's about -4, so the last couple of mornings have been -6, -6.5, so we've had some cold days.
I'm not a snow person, so take me out of the snow. I just can't imagine -6.
No, I can't either, Andrew. I'm not really one.
It must be hard to leg up a jockey to go out and do some track work when it's that bloody cold, mate.
Oh, look, I'm a bushy from out at Canaan, but I'm not used to this weather. I've been here nearly 17 years, and I've never adjusted to it since, and I struggle already with about 3 or 4 weeks ago. We had a -8, so it's going to be a cold winter, I think.
Yeah. The horse,
hey, Duff, Duff, would you jump on a horse at -6?
I wouldn't walk out the door in -6, let alone jump on a horse. The horses cope with it, Danny?
They've got 4 rugs on, Ron.
Four rugs.
It does knock a few of them around, but we just throw an extra rug on them while we change things around. But yeah, look, all my horses have got fantastic coats, not as good as some of the city coats, but they all look fantastic, and they're coping quite well with it, and they're coping better than I am.
How's Mr. Marmalade coping? No trial. He's a new horse for you. Obviously, you've done a bit of work with him to resume him at 1400.
Yeah, Ron, look, he's only been with me 8 weeks. Of course, Greg's done a fantastic job with him. It's a beautiful horse to do anything with. He's a very big horse. He'd be at least 16.2. Just a enormous, wonderful horse, a really placid type. But he was entered for a trial here at Goulburn. Unfortunately, he got ballot out of that, and he missed that, which is disappointing. But look, he's done a bit of work. He did have a jump out, which she had a really good blow in, and we were able to get him onto the course proper, thanks to the club here at Goulburn the other day through the week, and he had a good hard gallop, and no doubt whatever he does today, there's quite a bit of improvement there. I think what I see of him is perhaps going to be better up at 1600, 1800, and he's showing that already.
Mm-hmm. But still, no surprise that he won today?
No, not at all. I mean, he's certainly the horse to be able to be capable of doing that. I'm not sure where he positions himself from gate one. He's a horse that tends to sort of race forward in his races, but he takes a couple of hundred metres to get into stride, and then he's like a big locomotive. And my only concern today is that this has been a plan ever since I got him to run him in this particular race. My concern today is a lack of turn of foot, and maybe the barrier one's not his best alley.
Okay. Your other runner, Volpe, hasn't been beating much, but he's been beating with authority.
He lacked a lot of confidence, this horse, since his win at Wagga. He's really put it together, and he didn't really handle the soft conditions here at Goulburn the other day, and, it appeared a very, very moderate race on paper, but the dominance of his win on the ground that he didn't feel comfortable on, according to Nick, and I've worked him on the soft tracks before, and he isn't the best on them, but the horse is really going well. He comes in very well weighted in this. I mean, we're very lucky that he's been given a country allowance.
Mm.
And when we were weighing up to run him at Warwick Farm, or enter him for two races today, a highway race, when you compare him with Barbath that was nominated for the same race today, I think there was only 2.5 kilograms the difference. But with the country allowance, he comes into this race 4.5 kilograms the difference. So I thought and spoke to the owners and said, look, given that this is such a great opportunity, we may as well be having a crack for a $100,000 race at this weight, rather than throw it away for something lesser. And look, he's going really well. He's been carrying big weights for a three-year-old and doing it quite convincingly and growing with confidence. And definitely, most probably my only concern with him is that it's back to 1500, where I have no hesitation to step him up to 2000.
Mm-hmm.
I did nominate the horse for 2200 at Warwick Farm, but felt that the horse was just getting on the bridle still and learning to relax and wasn't quite there mentally. So when I saw and assessed the field and the weights, I thought that keeping him fresh and running him today was the way to go. And definitely I think that he'll be very competitive today.
Okay, beauty.
Good on you, Danny. Mate, I can hear you. You're on the back of a horse, are you?
I'm leading one, about to ride one. I've got to get going in very shortly to go get ready.
Yeah.
I've got to lead by 8:30, and I've still got about 3 or 4 to ride. So, struggling to get through them in the cold weather this morning.
Yeah, understand. I've just been sent a photo, which we'll show in our Sky One audience a little while later. It is bloody cold there, even off the photo that I've seen of Goulburn this morning. Good luck, Danny. Hope all the effort's worth it, mate.
Yep, thank you. Bye.
Danny Williams going through his runners. We're going to take a break here on Racing HQ Saturday. We'll come back. Hopefully the scratchings will be through as interim for Rose Hill. And still to come, hopefully, Brock Ryan and Chris Waller.
Will this be a Todman Boyle of a Kiss and Make Up? The Gay and Singer leads all the way.
Kiss and Make Up, an incredibly exciting prospect that has confirmation, performance and pedigree. Kiss and Make Up, eligible for the Aquis $200,000 breeder bonus scheme and the Aquis cutest matchet scheme. The best value first season sire, Kiss and Make Up, standing for $16,500 including GST at Aquis Farms, Emirates Park. Speak to the sales team today or visit aquisfarm.com.
June is 10% end of financial year extra discount month at astivita.com.au. That's a further 10% off the already discounted prices of up to 70% off on wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapwares, vanities, toilet suites, basins, baths and fridges. 2-year warranty, over 50 service locations, with free delivery to most areas. This June, use the code RADIO for your extra 10% discount at astivita.com.au. astivita.com.au.
Got more than one horse on your mind? Bundle all the runners you love in the one price, and if any of them win, you win. Plus, combine your bundle bets into a multi and get even greater odds. And it doesn't just end at racing. Add your bundle bet racing legs together with all your favourite sports to create the ultimate multi. So place a bundle bet multi for more excitement, more runners, and more chances of winning today. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott offer the perfect Magic Millions Colt. Bred to be early and bred to be quick by champion first crop and leading second crop sire Smart Missile from group place two-year-old winner Highland Daughter. Our colts are half-brother to Highland Beat, a stakes place two-year-old winner.
This is a particularly strong individual. Great family, winning mare, and I can't see any reason why he won't be up and running.
For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360-808.
Monday morning at 9, Punters Postmortem, Sky Sports Radio.
Yes, this is Racing HQ on a Saturday, Sky Thoroughbred Central, Sky Racing 1, and of course Sky Sports Radio. Great to have you company here as we prepare you for an afternoon of great racing. And the interim scratchings have now come through for Rose Hill in Sydney. It's a good 3, penetrometer 4.49, and the rail is at 6 metres. Race 1, takeout 4, Radiant Choice, number 4. Race 2 is clear. The third, number 2, Payroll, number 2. Race 4, number 10, Devlan, number 10. Race 5, number 14, Rosetto, number 14. Race 6 at Rose Hill, the scratching is 4, Gold Ambition, number 4. Race 7, number 7, Kellyville Flyer has come out, number 7. Race 8, number 8, Extensible, 13, Better Not Blue, 15, Careless, and 16, Girl Sunday. 8, 13, 15, and 16. And Race 9, takeout 4, Lapari, 5, Count of Lemonade, 8, Beretta, 10, Egyptian Ruler, 18, Supply and Demand, and 19, Dagny. That's 4, 5, 8, 10, 18, and 19. So they're the scratchings now. Just looking at some jockey extras. We go to Race 4. Race 4, the rider for 13 you've got in the papers this morning, Courtney Vanderwerf. Race 5, number 12, is Rory Hutchings. That's there. Race 8, number 14, Royal Tudor, Blake McDougall. And in the last, you need this one. Race 9, number 16, Speed Hero is Rachel King. Race 9, number 16, Speed Hero is Rachel King, claiming a couple. So, Ron, that's where we sit. Have you been knocked around much, mate, or are you comfortable?
Very comfortable with that. I expected a couple of those others. So, yeah, no changes with what I'm thinking anyway.
We'll go through Brisbane when we get to those officially in about 15 or 20 minutes. Just updating, they've gone interim, and the only extras this morning were those two that I gave you, Pure Luck in the first and Truvia in race 3. So they've held together pretty good up there. Elegant Composure and Bonnie O'Reilly, Ron, they both stables there. Chris Anderson and Bjorn Baker deciding to go around in the fillies and mares race.
Yeah, keeping to their own sex there, probably with those, you know, those nice fillies and mares races coming up, the Tiara later on, as well as the, you know, that looks the big prize at the end of the carrot there.
Danish Twist is obviously running here, and the other one I wanted to mention, Nancy, coming out of the last up there. It's going to run in Brisbane next week, so we'll wait and see on that. Ron, the Stradbroke, of course, that big meeting a week today is being run at Doomben. The interest in the old QTC, now the Morton Cup today, the winner can get a start through. It's going to be crucial because the positions inside the order of entry with 16 to run next week. I don't see many dropping out, mate. It's crucial who wins that race today.
Yeah, it'll add probably a little bit of interest, probably just as far as the order of entry is concerned. And you know, there's a couple there that will the Virginian, does he have to win to get into it?
Yeah, yep. I'd say yeah. He sits number 18. Eckstein sits 17, and they're looking at running her, not waiting or waiting for the Tiara. But there's not many inside the 16 that are going to say, no, we're not running at this stage. So even Bonnie O'Reilly, it's number 25. Even if it wins the last race, it's absolutely no guarantee of making the Stradbroke. It sits there on a rating of 87.5. So very interesting to see what unfolds today. Chris Waller joins us on Racing HQ Saturday. And as I say, good morning to you, Chris. You should be very proud, not only yourself, but the whole stable of getting seven runners in a Group 1. The whole team, you speak proudly about them, but to have so many in a Group 1 today, everyone needs to be congratulated, whatever the result later today.
Yeah, my word, Andrew. Thanks very much. And as you said, just the team just worked tirelessly, and whether it be interstate or at a home track at Rose Hill today or be Kendall or Newcastle on Saturday, there's so much work goes involved. And yeah, we are very proud of what we achieve, and hopefully it continues on and continues to get better.
Yeah, and they're three-year-old fillies, so that, you know, they're set up for, you know, they're going to train on and really be competitive for the stable. Let's start with the Oaks. Chris Egg Tart, you know, she's hard to say how good she is. We might find out today, I suppose.
Yeah, she's a lovely athletic filly, and that winning sense is there. And when things go to plan, she can win by a big space too. So we're very excited about her chances over the next, I guess, 12 months or so. And the 4 weeks between runs was mapped out after she won the Oaks in Adelaide because of all the travelling she was doing. Just to give you a brief outline, she started in Sydney, of course, went to Melbourne and raced, went to Adelaide, raced, came back from Adelaide to Melbourne, Melbourne to Sydney, then Sydney to Queensland. So, that basically takes, each trip takes half a day each, so you've got to factor in a few gaps in between and a few training gallops, so hence the reason for 4 weeks and a nice trial last Friday. So we're very happy with the way she's arrived on the Gold Coast and then up to Brisbane today.
Dawn Wall, not ideal. She's talented filly, but not ideal off a setback?
No. I guess the one thing you could take is that she's been up a long time, and it wasn't a race that she needed to have. It was simply a maintenance run. So she had a few quiet days, had an exhibition gallop last Saturday, which I think was as good as a trial, and Hugh Hunter was aboard and really happy with her, and a searching gallop Tuesday morning to top her off. So I believe she's as fit as she would have been had she raced 2 weeks ago.
Invincibella, she maps well.
Yeah, she's been a little bit unlucky, and I think just the way the race was run last start, she might have been a bit close. So she'll still settle close today, but we'll make sure that she's well held and sort of appear further back than where she wants to be, so that she's travelling into the race and hopefully finishing off. And I think on a good track, she'll get the 2200. On a heavy track, she might have been vulnerable.
Oklahoma girl, she's tough, she's honest, she's adaptable, and she's got a turn of speed.
Yeah, it was a bounce back to form last start after Query run the start four, arguably was unlucky not to have got the protest. So that's the form horse that beat her home, Kinetna, who's got form around Egg Tart, so it certainly proves that she's up to it, and she's drawn to get a nice run, and don't think the distance will be a problem.
Cross Stitch makes her own luck.
Yeah, good draw is a big help for her. Fit horse, always respect Sydney form going up to Queensland, so that's in her favour.
And you've got Baser and Carini, just improving types.
Yeah, these two were basically in thinking that the race would be an Eagle Farm and it might have thrown up an upset. So once we've gone this far with the preparations, we had to continue. So probably not suited by the change and need a bit of luck and, as you say, need to improve.
Any thoughts of running any of these fillies in the Derby?
No. We there's a late nomination that closes, I think, on Wednesday morning. It would only be an unlucky run today. The horse supposedly should have won, but run that we'll consider paying that late on. But no, I don't like backing them up over these distances if you can get away with it. As you said at the start, they've got good futures. Look after them.
Chris, has the market got it right that Egg-Tart's the favourite? Is that the way you're thinking?
With the barrier draw, for sure, Andrew. She's got a slightly awkward draw herself, but she's certainly got a much better draw than Dawn Hall.
You'd rather run her in Brisbane's preferment. Is it his last run today?
Yeah, it is, Ronnie. Off to the breeding barn, yet to decide where. No excuses for him today. He did miss a run 2 weeks ago, but it was simply because of the wet track, so he's fit and ready to go. Small field, typical weight for age type style of fish. If he turns it into a race itself and puts a bit of pressure on, should be hard to beat.
Okay. Sydney, New Universe, how's he coping in his first prep for you?
He's going very well. Obviously, bigger weight today. Extra 100 metres will suit. And Tom Berry said last start that he struggled on the track. So we've got a better track with a good three. I'm hoping that's going to see him be a little bit more dominant than he was the other day.
Race three, Dagny. Blinkers back, had her back on track last week.
Yeah, much better. Just looks the perfect race for her today. Obviously, she's got a bit of weight, but I think there's one there of Chris Lee's Wang Wah. It'll be hard to beat, but gee, she looks like she's a group horse in the making.
Labdian getting to a peak third up?
Yeah, better suited at the weights, and extra 100 metres will suit as well. She needs everything in her favour, and she's got her peculiar action that she needs to get sorted. And the draw maps her well to get a nice run and get that action going properly, so she'll certainly be in the finish.
Race five, Wayanka backs up on a dry track. Should get a cosy run from the draw.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping, a better track, and maybe just ride him a pair more conservative so that he's not hitting the front at the 400 because he was soft at the line the other day. But, yeah, hopefully good track gives him a chance to redeem himself.
He also got walked the streets there. It was a nice improvement second up.
Yeah, and that form was frank with the horse that beat her coming out and winning again on Wednesday. She was beaten narrowly with a checkered run. I think she's a horse to follow. Awkward draw would need the race run to suit to see a win, but certainly one to follow. She's got a bright future.
Race seven, Montauk. He's good drop in weight for him.
Yeah, hasn't had a lot of luck his last couple of runs, and it's his type of race. He's in pretty good form. I think we spoke about him being a bit suspect at Rose Hill 2 weeks ago. Be nice to see him finally win one at Rose Hill. So that's a bit of a query after what you said a couple of weeks ago.
And so Willie's in rare form.
Yeah, flying, and drops to the minimum weight. 800 metres won't be a problem. He'll be a very fit horse. Obviously on a better track, but when he won at Hawkesbury, it was a good track. So, he's in that winning vein.
Race 8, Sabaka's up to 1,400 today.
Yeah, I think that'll suit. He's just getting too far back against these better horses. You get away with it when you're coming through the grades, but if we could utilise this draw and have a midfield today, I think it makes it a lot easier for the horse. So that's what we'll try and do, and that extra 100 metres will suit. He got home well, it's going.
You've also got Invincible there. He's a pretty soft win there, second up.
Yeah, very good. Bit of a gamble with an apprentice aboard. He can get a bit keen, but he's drawn softly, which will make Rachel's job a lot easier. And he's one that loves good tracks too. So just take a line through his good track form. He's probably a bit more consistent than everyone might give him credit for. So he's a terrific chance.
And Saritza, well, you need a notebook to write down some of the excuses she's had this prep.
Yeah, she some of them her own.
Yep.
And she got cannoned off the track at Scone and still finished off all right. I think 3 weeks between runs will suit her, and again drawn softly to get a nice run.
And a couple of these first uppers in the last, you've got the Loophole and Springbok Flyer.
Look, you never say never with stays resuming, but realistically you'd expect them to be performing once they get to 2,000 metres. So I guess Loophole is a touch slighter than Springbok, but I'm expecting more from them in a couple of runs' time.
Okay. The only runner in Melbourne is Hursley in race 8.
Yeah, he's drawn 15 prior to the quite a scratching and just needs a touch of luck, but Craig Williams knows it well.
Beauty.
Chris, next week we've got the Stradbroke and a couple of your horses, I think, galloping after the first. Good Project and McIntosh. Good Project's interesting, and McIntosh, are they heading to next week?
Yep, they are. Hence the reason for a couple of trials and then today's gallop, just to make sure they relax come race day. McIntosh, of course, bled prior to where he was supposed to be running first up in the autumn, so he's had a break. And interestingly, he did bleed in an exhibition gallop, so I just think he needs it today just to top him off. He shouldn't be underestimated, obviously. Good horse, went fresh. I think he won a Theo Marks one day at the 1300 at Rose Hill. So, yeah, we've picked out the Stradbroke and he should get in with a reasonable weight.
And Good Project also raced, I think, back in Perth, didn't it, back in November,
yeah,
December?
He ran second in the Group 1 over there and had a good long break since. So, fresh on the scene, so see how he goes.
Okay. So, at this stage, and I stress at this stage, possibly three there.
Probably three, with Counterattack being the main one.
Yep, okay. All right, mate, well, watch for those gallops. As I say, after the first, Good Project and McIntosh there at Rose Hill today. Good luck with all of them, Chris. Thanks for your time.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks very much.
Thanks, mate. Chris Waller going through them all. I know we're a week away from the Stradbroke. It'll be interesting to see Good Project today, Ron, given that we haven't seen him since Perth.
It will be, and McIntosh, because, you know, they're two quality horses, and we just lack that proven Group 1 performer in this Stradbroke. So who knows, they throw a lot of interest first up into this Stradbroke, those two horses, and I wouldn't undersell them at all.
And I guess now, I mean, I know it's only 50 metres, but it's 13.50 first up. You know, just never know, do you? It'll be... The gallop today will be interesting. Anyway, that's next week. We'll worry about next week when we get to it. Ron, just today, because we ran out of time last week on Brisbane, have you got a fancy or two just ahead of going to Brock Ryan?
Yeah, look, I like Snitty Kitty, Andrew. I think a few people have found her now. I thought her effort to Scone was excellent. So I thought she may be one of the better bets of the day. And I thought... she may improve in the last at double figure odds of Darren Biedman's horse.
Kinsachi, okay, so that's 5.14 and 8.5 for Duff today, and of course he'll be on Sky right through the afternoon. Last guest of this morning ahead of the scratchings is Brock Ryan. He's got great opportunities today. Brock, good morning to you, mate.
Good morning, how are you?
Very well. You finished track work, have you?
Yeah, I just done my last horse when you called last time, so I'm on my way home now.
Fantastic, mate. To get these opportunities today and to ride for some good stables, you must be looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's great. I'm really excited, and, yeah, I've got a good book of rides, and hopefully I can get a winner or two.
How old are you now, bro?
Just turned 23 in March, so, yeah.
You've been riding a while now?
Sort of only come to track work when I was 19, turning 20, and I just went from there, and I've been race riding for about a year and a half now.
Okay, and you're with Gwenda? Are you with Gwenda?
Yep, down at Kembla with Gwenda Markle.
Okay, what's your riding weight?
49.
Oh, okay, so you can get right down to the 50 today?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. How many winners have you ridden?
80. I just outrode my claim last week, so... That's why I'm starting to make my way into town now.
Okay, well, it's the right time to show yourself up over the winter months.
Yeah, sure is.
We'll run through your rides. Far Away Town, she's a well-performed mare suited with your claim.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think this race will really suit her. Coming off a spell, and if she's fit enough, she should be right in it because she's been placed in some pretty hard races throughout her last prep. Where I get to, I'll have to go over that with Matthew Smith before the race, but I'd assume I'd be sort of three pairs back and coming to the line late. She should go well.
Race three, Giant's Daughter, okay at Kembla last time.
Yeah, I thought her run was really good. She was three deep, no cover up on the speed, and she just kept fighting and fighting. It's just a couple that had better runs than her just got her late on the line, so... right down in the weight today. She should go well.
Race forward, Jostle, a bit of a long shot. I think you rode her last preparation.
Yeah, I've had one ride on this mare a fair while ago at Goulburn, and she didn't handle the wet that day. I'll just have to have a talk to Warren, see how she's going, and we'll go from there.
Race five, Fleeting Strike. She ran well for you here last start.
Yeah, she went around like she was disinterested, but once we straightened up and she balanced up, she really hit the line well. So she's coming towards the end of her prep, but Teresa thinks she's pulled up well from that run and we're willing to give her another crack in town today. So where I get to from that gate, I don't know, probably midfield to back and just sort of get going on her early and let her hit the line late.
You put the blue colours on in race six, Reincarnate. You rode him last, first up. Do you think he's got scope to improve today?
Yes, definitely. He pulled up really, really big. I thought from that race he had a big blowout, and I thought his last 200 was his best work. So, you know, I'll probably go forward because he's a bit of a free-running horse today. And from that gate I'll have to, I think, and I think he's probably one of my better chances today.
Almighty Lucky, he's a good old horse. He looks well graded with your claim.
Yeah, definitely. When he brings his best, he's a really good horse. So today he looks placed really well, and with my claim, he comes into 58.5. So he should be right in that race today.
Yeah, and then you're on another good old horse, Infamous Seamus. He's probably suited coming back in distance today.
Yeah, definitely. He's another horse that, when he brings his best, he's probably the best horse in that race easily. Hopefully he shows up today and he'll probably be up on the speed or in behind the leaders and should run over the top of him in his right today.
And you finish on the favourite. He's a good chance. He's the dream force. He should give you a good on-pace ride.
Yeah, exactly. He's always up and handy, and for probably last time over the mile, he just tired that little bit and other horses ran over the top of him, but I bring him right down in the weight today and I'm sure he'll be there right to then.
All right, well, hopefully you can get a bit of a result and get a roll going on in town now that you've outridden your claim in the bush.
Yeah, I just need to crack that first winner, get the monkey off the back, and hopefully he can roll on from there.
It's only a matter of time. Good luck.
Yeah. Now, good luck, yeah. Brock. Hope it's today.
Cheers, boys. Happy punting.
Good on you, mate. Brock Ryan joining us there, going through all of them. Ron Duppas, he's going to be back in the next 5 to 10 minutes to go through and start looking at Rose Hill with Mike Fraser and Glenn Munsey. But let's have a look at today's scratchings. We'll start at Rose Hill. We're on a good three, a nice day out there. Penetrometer 4.49, looking at around 19 degrees. Race one, take out four, Radiant Choice, number four. Race two is clear. The third, number two, Payroll, number two. Race 4, number 10, Devland, number 10. Race 5, number 14, Rosetto is out, number 14. Race 6, number 4, Gold Ambition, number 4. Race 7, number 7, Calleyville Flyer is out, number 7. Race 8, number 8, Extensible. 13, Better Not Blue. 15, Careless. And 16, Girl Sunday. 8, 13, 15 and 16. And race 9, number 4, Liam Parra. 5, Count of Lemonade, 8 Beretta, 10 Egyptian Ruler, 18 Supply and Demand, and 19 Dagny. 4, 5, 8, 10, 18, and 19. Take note, in the last, the rider for 16 Speed Hero is Rachel King. Rachel King in the last there at Rose Hill. We go to Kembla Grange now. They've got a good three for today. A little bit cloudy, but certainly no sign of rain. And the scratchings, races 1, 2 and 3 are clear. Race 4, take out 5, Duchess Pradrill, number 5. Now, race 5, take out 1, Addictocraft. It was a late one at 7.41. Race 5, number 1, a late scratching at Kembla. Race 6, number 1, Elvetian. 8, Mr. Tickets. And 9, My Surfer Girl. 1, 8 and 9. Race 7, number 9, School Fee, and 10, Striving to Win, 9 and 10. And race 8, number 6, Ali Bean, race 8, number 6. Repeating the late scratching at Kembla, race 5, number 1. We move to Coffs Harbour. That's the other New South Wales tab program today. It's fine. The track is a soft six this morning. Race one, take out the numbers 1, 4, 7 and 8. Race two, take out 1, 3, 4 and 7. Race three, the scratching is number 1. Race four, take out 3, 7 and 10. Race five at Coffs Harbour, take out 2 and 4. And race six, the scratchings are 1, 4 and 8. That's the information for Coffs Harbour. We're on a fine day up there. The track is a soft six. We now move to Moonee Valley in Melbourne. They're on a